This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You can compare this kind of like the California fires. Everybody knew it was going to happen. Collins is a kind of unique jail in the state. You have Collins 1 and Collins 2, and a public road goes right down the middle of it. Under George Pataki, they built a brand new SHU 200 on Collins 1, which is a state-of-the-art jail with 200 beds in it. And unfortunately, George Pataki retired. Andrew Cuomo got in there, and it's just been wave after wave after wave. They come in, they interview us, they bring all these inmate advocacy groups in, you know, and they say solitary confinement makes them crazy. Guess what? They were crazy before they got incarcerated. They really were. They totally renamed the SHU 200 to an RUU program. New York State went in and shut down half of that 200 bed. They cut the beds off the walls. They put four stainless steel desks down each company for the inmates to color on. They took our area where we used to sit and have a break room, they put two classrooms in there. They went down the basement. They put classrooms there. These are all these things that make these people fatter, but they're sociopaths. There's no negotiating with them when they're going crazy. You know, when I started, it was a reputable job. You know, the inmates were respectful. They had sports teams. We would sit there and watch them. We would do all things, you know. There's just some people, a lot of the kids from New York City, we'd have to teach them how to use a lawnmower or a weed eater. They've never seen that because they grow up in an urban jungle. I mean, we would take pride in this. It was a prideful job, and they've just gutted us, you know. We had 400 officers leave.
What was the time frame?
In 1 month.
What would be the time frame that you really started to see? You know, because sometimes it's hard to look at change, you know, while it's happening. You're like, wait a minute. It's not like you wake up one day and you're like, this is nuts. But now that you look back at it, what was the time frame? Is it as simple as Andrew Cuomo?
The big change has been in the last 5 years.
Okay.
Starting with the home. You know, I mean, we all knew it was coming. They tried to let us manage it a little bit. I mean, we've got good people at the facility. We had good bosses. We had good supervision. But there's just no way. And they just mandated everybody wear a body cam. And we went to training, and they told everybody it only works when you activate it. Now we find out it's done 24 hours. So if you go to the bathroom, they can see you.
Yeah, that's what the union guy was telling me. And I cannot understand how anyone would think that that's acceptable, to have that much of your personal liberty taken.
We give the inmate process. But there was just an incident where an inmate was killed. And knee-jerk reaction. She fired everybody on the stop. No due process. Nothing. You know, I mean, we would always, every time an inmate dies, we have to jump through all these hoops. We are compelled to act. So if an inmate overdoses or anything, if we don't act, we could be prosecuted. So we are compelled to act. You know, 5 years ago, I became a Narcan expert. We had 24 overdoses on one unit. as we're saving the guy's life, they're picking that same drug up and smoking it and falling out while they're watching us save this guy's life. And we used to be able to send them to a disciplinary. We can't. You know what they do? It's like Mayberry with Otis. We send them to the infirmary. We let them sleep it off. And they send them right back to the same dorm.
Really?
I mean,
so they're overdosing on something that they shouldn't even have in their possession to begin with. So the very nature that you're able to smoke something.
Yeah, they know how to stop it. Primarily, it comes in the mail. Really, it does. They went out and spent a $300,000 ionizer for the mailroom. 1 week, they declared it too efficient, and they stopped using it. Other states,
so Xerox copy. What's the reason for that? Who, if it's something as easy as stopping something in the mail and you fix that problem, what is the authority that's coming in and saying, no, this is too good? Who's the one that says that, you know, you're actually solving the problem and we can't have that?
Yeah, Albany. Everything is so dysfunctional. One building in Albany, you know, so much benefits and salaries. You know, and they sit there with their cell phones, laptops, gas cards, everything that no corrections officer is allowed to have at their disposal. You know, and they sit there, and they are all playing. They've never worked in a jail. I mean, they might have 40 years in the jail system, but they've never worked in the jail. They've always been a politician in Albany. They got no clue. What do you do with a, you know, 110-pound man who's not huge, but he's raging, and it takes 10 to 15 officers to hold him? You know, I mean, that happens.
So if you have identified a dependency problem, someone who overdoses, and there's no punishment in the system, is there a rehabilitation in the system?
No. I mean, we have a Suboxone clinic where they give them drugs. Right. The next thing is, I think, Department of Corrections.
So that might solve the dependency and the addiction, but it's not going to deal with the rage or the violence.
No. And they're crazy like that. This is really stemmed from when they shut down OMH, the mental health. I mean, when they closed down all the mental health, where do you think they go? Now they get arrested instead of going to mental institution. And then we have to deal with them. And they really don't train us for mental health. We've got to sit, you know, they make you go through death by PowerPoint, you know, on its slides. That's going to help you deal with anybody. You know, we had a couple of our mental health counselors leave and go to an outside agency and then came back because there's one old security guard in the whole building to protect them. They said they never felt so vulnerable ever was when they're on the outside. They know that, you know, we all care about them. You know, we care about what happens to the people that work in our facility. And, you know, we're never given a seat at the table to discuss any of our problems.
Give me just an array of convictions that would end up in at Collins. What are some of those crimes that you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis?
Minors. I mean, it used to be nothing, but they just started dumping, you know, level one inmates on us. They changed our level of inmate that we could receive.
So explain that to the layman, what level one is compared to two.
Level one, it should be in a max, should be in a cell, you know.
It's a violent offender, someone.
Yeah, definitely violent. Last year in July, we had an inmate, they know what shifts we work, you know. He was, he decided to try to commit suicide, and he hung up 9 o'clock in the morning, first round of the day, guy rushes in, calls a response, he lifts his legs, they cut him down, they start CPR on him, they start doing everything. 11 officers had to be Narcan'd. Erie County set up a field hospital outside. One nurse had to be Narcan'd. I mean, it just happened last week in Mid-State. There's no...
And the reason for that, to explain to people why a situation would occur, would be that whatever
mostly,
they were...
Mostly because of mail. If they would Xerox copy their mail, I think it would be at least 50%. I mean, they're smart. They're sociopaths. If we defeat them here, they'll find another way to get the drugs in. But they're persistent, you know. I mean, They are like... full on addicts. I mean, and you can't reason like me.
So why do you do why did you do the job? It sounds like it's really difficult and frustrating. Why
for
did you
25
do it?
Years, it was a great job. It absolutely was a great job. You know, you were treated with respect. You had good camaraderie. The inmates were in control. There was an inspect, but there's just no control anymore. I mean, look at the assaults on staff. 2000 and something last year. They would, my first 25, they would never think of assaulting an officer.
It was like 2,300 in a 24?
Yeah.
The assaults on officers, just unbelievable. Hey, listen, anonymous caller, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your service.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.